We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight. 7:30 is your tip-off from the Kaseya Center. 6:15 pre-heat with Solana and Tommy Tighe. They will get you ready for tonight's action. Let's see. I'm looking right now. Ira Winderman has tweeted out Leroy. It says, so Tyler Hero seemingly will play both ends of a back-to-back set. He is listed as available tonight versus the Mavs. Terry Rozier, questionable. Duncan Robinson is up to doubtful. And then, all right, so Duncan Robinson not ruled out, but skeptical. I mean, you know, I would say don't hold your breath on it. You know, you want him to get fully back. And he had said in some of those quotes that he's like, you know, I was doing everything I could to help the team, but you could tell he did not look himself.
Right.
So
he wasn't moving well either.
No, he wasn't. So that to look forward to tonight, 7:30 again, your tip. You can hear that on 560 WQAM. Panthers, they beat the Senators 2-0. You guys could hear about it on Cat Talk. Use the Audacy app, AUDACY, roll it back, top of the third hour, and hear from Paul Maurice, who talked about his mouth tricking him.
We know how much these games mean for the Heat. But as far as the Panthers, how important is it to? Is it just a matter of just finishing strong, or is it a matter of positioning, or, you know, like, that's what I'm trying to.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you have a couple of big.
We already know they're in.
Yeah, with Ekblad and Verhage, you know, like, you got some guys who, you know, are going to be big contributors. They're saving them. So it's not as critical for sure. You're not fighting tooth and nail like you were at the end of last year.
We call that the Kucherov.
Marlins will wrap up their series with the Yankees tonight. Ryan Weathers is on the hill.
Wrap it up. When did they start?
Fair enough. He takes on Marcus Stroman. 7:05, your first pitch from the Bronx. And the Pinks, they're in action tonight. They take on Monterey. 10:30.
A lot of action. Everybody playing except the Panthers.
Yep. You can hear that tonight on AM 790 if you want to listen to the Pinks. And give us the scenario one more time, Dan Day. What do we need? We need either a 2-0 win. Is that, or you got to win by two? Is that what you basically got to do?
Win by two, and you advance.
And you know who you'd play?
Hmm?
MLS's own Columbus Crew. MLS champions, Columbus Crew in the semifinals. If you win by one, then that's the extra time or the penalty kicks.
Does it go to, like, does it, when you go to the next round, because this is quarterfinals?
Mm-hmm.
So the semifinals have two legs also, or is it just semifinals is the semifinals?
Nope. Semifinals has two legs, but the final is, for most tournaments, usually one game, like a big Super Bowl.
Got it. All right. So there you go. Pinks in action tonight. And some bad blood, as Dan Day let us know. Bad blood.
Is it usually just two legs in most tournaments?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the time.
I think the cool thing about that is you get to play a playoff game at home.
Home and away, yeah.
Right.
And you got to protect your home field pitch more than anything because the
tiebreaker
could be away goals.
Which is what gets down to the frustration of the last game, right? You felt like he kind of got hosed and you give up those late goals, you know, because you'd be sitting pretty if it wasn't for these crooked officials.
I just like the fact that if it's true, which you can't really believe Monterey's assistant coach, I've never seen Lionel Messi get really that animated to the point where he was lifting his hand up like he was going to punch somebody.
Yeah, I would figure he's going to send that bald security guard after somebody if he was going to do that.
Chippendale dancer?
That guy's always
the fall guy.
That guy's always just standing around ready to take out messy danger.
Did you see the other day that teenager, that little 12, 13-year-old girl ran on the field and took a selfie with Messi, and security and the bodyguard had to run and take her away?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't understand. Like, living like him is another level because nobody's bothering Jimmy Butler like that down here, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, by the way, it looks like the horse, we've gotten our answer, Leroy.
Yes, tomorrow.
It's a commercial. Right. He teased on his Instagram all you just heard were little show pony hoofs. And then I think it's a water commercial, whatever that water is that he endorses.
I don't know. I want the same water that horse is drinking because that horse looks.
That horse was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
That horse was absolutely beautiful. Stunning a horse.
Yeah. There it is. Look at that horse.
By the way, brilliant marketing because that's definitely then put out by the people who shoot that commercial. And yeah. Like they're getting everybody talking about this because nobody else had this picture. We know this city. If somebody has a picture of something that weird, there's 9 angles of it, and they're on Only in Dade.
Well, the best point was made that was made as to what it could be is look at the cars on both sides of the road facing
yep.
Jimmy. And that is a clear indication that something it's a closed set, right? Because you got 2 cars on that side. This car beneath is on one side. So it just doesn't make sense with the cars.
And it's an old
school. It also has to be somewhere by our station.
Yeah, because look at the walls. Look at the walls, the fences.
And it's an old school caddy next to a Ford SUV.
Yep.
Right.
Hmm?
I'm very much looking forward to that coming out tomorrow, it seems like. That was the tease date on Jimmy's IG. So,
was our question the other day, right?
If it was real, like, yeah.
When is Jimmy going to give us a heads up?
Yep. And so
there you have it.
And so we did. We'll take a quick break. There was I don't know if you guys remember, a little bit of trash talk that was happening at the end of last football season. A retort has now come from the Miami Dolphins on it. That's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, Nevin Shapiro has now added a new video to his Instagram.
Let's go.
Which is it's just a
Why
video.
Why do we care?
Let's go.
It's just a video of him slow walking around a pool.
Is it the pool on the Miami campus?
No, it looks like he's on some kind of like high rise or something like that. You know, like he's just, you know, gallivanting. And then like, I guess he's looking at like what a viral sensation he's become with 300 likes on his last video.
Why do we care?
I don't know. Look, I'll give him credit for this. He's a showman. You know, he's about the theater. That's him looking.
Theater? He's literally sitting down on a chair.
Yeah, but he's looking at all of the people talking about him, which I would assume is just us. I don't know who else is, you know, us and some. But like, then they go into a slow zoom, and he lets you know, all eyes on me.
He's like the new Tupac.
Yeah, well, no, he has Tupac's All Eyes on Me in the background of this. I'm not playing it, but it has more of an effect when you hear it with the music. I think.
I'm interested.
You're interested. You've been sold. What is Seven's next step?
It's the sell of the Tupac, and he is so anti-Tupac, an out of shape, out of prison, old Ponzi scheme guy that.
Yeah, he didn't even go to the rough prison.
No, he went to white collar prison.
Yeah.
Man, what could he be up to though? He's up to something.
NIL means Nevin, image and likeness.
That's what it means. That's what he's. That's what the big tease was. His last time out, so I don't know if you guys missed it. This was him earlier. This was his first video that was a little bit more to it, where it had like a montage, and he lets everybody know, "You want me? Come get me." I'm like, I don't know if I do, but we'll find out.
Risk prisoners being released from jail. One of them is a familiar name to University of Miami sports. Fan, a Hurricanes booster, Nevin Shapiro.
You may be thinking, I remember that name. He was the former Miami booster and Ponzi scheme organizer, and the story reads like a movie script.
So the NIL situation has become the biggest thing in college sports. Kids getting paid crazy money, pay for play. I guess people forgot where this really originated from. NIL, that's Nevin image and likeness. That's where that started. Anything else is a joke. That's how it went down.
I'm looking for all the smoke.
want me, come see me.
He should have kept the original music. It was a bad edit there at the end, you know? Like, he had the...
Hey.
He had us going there for a sec.
Hey, you ready for my picks?
Yeah, let's get them, dude. What do we got? All
right. So, the way I do my picks is, you have tiered... like, you can take one from the top five and two from the top ten. So, I don't know where these rankings are. Especially with
you talk about world rankings, is that what it's got to go with?
World rankings, and I don't know where the live guys fit in. So I'm gonna give you my five guys that I would pick to have a legitimate chance to win, and then I have a long shot in there, and then I'm gonna pick my next five. Right. So I'm gonna go Scottie Scheffler,
okay,
Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Brooks Koepka, and John Rahm.
All right, so you got Brooks Koepka plus 1,600 on Hard Rock.
I don't care what the hell Brooks is doing. When a major comes in, he's going to be in my top five.
All right, so you got Brooks Koepka, Scottie Scheffler.
Yep.
What were the other ones?
Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark's plus 3,000 on Hard Rock.
Brian Harman.
Brian Harman is about... Plus 5,000.
Five foot three, but he's a dog. So now my next five are guys that I'm reaching on, right?
Things have to break right for them, or you actually think they got a chance?
They're good enough to win, but they're either first timers or haven't really gotten it all together, right? Ludvig Åberg. That guy's awesome.
I like Ludvig.
He's young. He's young, though. Akshay Bhatia.
Ludvig, by the way, plus 2,500.
Akshay Bhatia, he's going to be plus 5,000. He just won this past week.
Yeah, he's plus 7,500.
Yeah, but he's a good player, and I just think that mentally he may struggle, but physically and how he plays the game – he might just get out there and just be, you know, I ain't afraid of nothing.
Isn't this amazing? Tiger Woods, who yesterday I think we said was plus
1 million to one.
He was plus 15,000 yesterday, but everybody just hearing him say, if things break right, he's now down to plus 10,000.
Oh my God. All right. Cameron Young, who's like, he hasn't won yet, but he's always there. Right.
He's a dangerous loomer.
Dangerous loomer. Sahith Theegala, good player. You know, again, these are guys that, you know, you might see on the leaderboard early and mentally or because of the moment, they might fade at the end, but you're going to see them somewhere on the leaderboard. And Rory McIlroy is going to end up in the top five or top 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the best players in the world.
He's peaked.
He hasn't peaked.
He's peaked.
He hasn't peaked. All golfers have ebbs and flows. They go up and down. Look at somebody like Justin Thomas. They thought he was going to win 20 majors.
Spieth.
And he fell off the face of the earth.
Spieth.
And now he's working his back. Jordan Spieth, same thing.
Spieth, right? They were like, oh, Spieth's going to win all. He's next Tiger. That's
right. But that's what I'm saying. Tiger is the anomaly in all of this. That he had a stretch from the second he turned pro to one of his last days playing, he was winning golf tournaments. That doesn't happen. Usually the tour is you have two great years and then it kind of fades away. Scottie Scheffler, he's been on a bit of a heater, right? Like anytime he's on the golf course, you got to pick him. So, yeah.
How many majors does he have?
Scottie Scheffler, he won the Masters. I think he has two.
Nah, just the Masters.
Just the Masters.
He has He has runner ups in PGA and U.S. Open.
Right, and guess who won the PGA that he was runner up in? Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
So Ekblad.
Yes, that guy got stones.
Where's Mr. Vape?
He's just. Huh?
Where's Mr. Vape? Is he playing in this one?
Who?
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, he is. But I'm gonna say something. y'all don't realize this. We saw big-ass Dustin Johnson.
Big dude.
He was thin as a rail. He's like, he was a tall, slender guy. He got some meat behind him now. I don't know if that's, you know, fat cat syndrome.
What's, like, why is John Rahm acting so weird? Everybody keeps talking like he's acting weird about all this live stuff. Like, does he have remorse over it?
No, here's the deal. Here's what he wanted. He wanted to go take all that money and then still leave the door open to come back to the PGA Tour. The
damage is done.
And so that's how he's talking. Like, I think a lot of guys are feeling that way, right? That hopefully something gets done before his contract is up, and then he'll be able to come back no harm, no foul. He just got rich, right? But the thing about it is there's been so many guys that attacked the PGA Tour. That's why you notice the quiet guys are the guys that are welcome back. Like, what are they going to say to Brooks Koepka? He won a major last year. He was on live. Now, here's the other thing. When you watch the Masters, most of the live guys are going to be wearing live clothes, except for guys like Brooks Koepka, right? Brooks Koepka doesn't wear live stuff on the live tour. He still wears his Nike stuff. He still wears his
well, he should, because his stupid merch that he sells for his team sucks.
But that's why, because the captain is not, he doesn't wear it. So, yeah, I wanted that's
spend?
That's the
three
team
seconds
I
on
to
that.
Bat.
I know, ridiculous.
Right. So
range
so
goats
that,
though. Oh, that was a cool goats. Logo.
Yeah, they got a cool look like a little pink goat, but they got too many colors. Their colors were clashing too much. I couldn't figure out how I was gonna wear it with my hat or whatever. Yeah.
I wanted the Ironheads to have better merch.
Yeah, the Ironheads.
They failed me.
But the merch, dude.
There's a ton. Let me tell you, that merchandise shop, yeah, they got some stuff in there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.